Well, the Morrison government is coming under increasing pressure to release the final report, a review into protections for religious freedom. Leaked findings show the report recommends laws that allow schools to turn away students on the basis of their sexual or gender orientation be made consistent across the country. Religious schools in some jurisdictions, including New South Wales, already hold the right to discriminate against teachers and students on the basis of their sexual orientation. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government intends to respond to the recommendations in the report by the end of the year, and he says the report doesn't change the status quo.
There is no proposal before the government to in any way weaken the protections that exist for people of same-sex marriages, or for people, for children who may be gay or lesbian, or in the many other descriptions. There is no law that is proposing from that report to change that in any negative way.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking earlier on AM. Well, some say the recommendation for those provisions to be made consistent across the nation doesn't go far enough. Others say religious schools shouldn't have that right in the first place. Reverend Bill Cruse is a Christian minister of the Uniting Church. Bill Cruse, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran.
Are you reassured by those comments from the Prime Minister there?
No, not really. Not really, because, like, what they're doing is discriminating against Australians. They're using government money or Australian money to discriminate against certain Australians. And I've been working with these kids for years, 50 years almost, and they've had a history of discrimination all the way through, and it's time to get rid of all of
that. So let's go to your concern. You're opposed to this proposal that we've seen leaked in the papers. We haven't got the Ruddock review yet, but laws that allow schools to discriminate against gay teachers and gay students.
Yes.
Tell me from your experience why you're opposed to that.
In myself, I've been working with gay people since the 70s. I've seen they've had their brains cut. They've had all these terrible things done to them. And they're just ordinary people. They're just people like you and me. And they've been suffering all this discrimination all this time. And we're just getting through that so they don't have to suffer anymore. And then we get things like that. Imagine some gay kid on the listening today who isn't going to one of these schools, but there are schools that child can't go to. And I think that is just wrong, unbelievably wrong. And governments give money to educate kids. They don't give money to discriminate against them, so that money that's supposed to be going to educate children is actually being used to deny some children the education their parents would like them to have.
But some parents go to send their kids to particular schools and pay money to do that because of the religious systems and religious belief systems in those schools.
Those schools should not get government money. And the argument, you know, I've heard some of the schools put up this weak argument, you know, where they say, oh, well, we won't discriminate. Well, why have it on the books at all? Why should it be there?
Well, it is there. That is the case at the moment. In all but two states and territories, it is there. And that's what the Prime Minister says. And there's also a federal exemption.
Yeah, but it's not in all states.
No, it's
some
not.
Some states don't allow this sort of discrimination or legislate against it. And I think that should be the norm.
Well, what Philip Ruddock has said in the only interview he's given on this, and as I say, we haven't seen this report, but he did say that the recommendation is not an expansion of the existing laws. He says it will be, in a sense, a minimalist position, and the idea will be to make the existing laws cohesive, but also give more protections to the kids. It means that the schools would able to have these exemptions, provided they make their rules abundantly clear in the first place to parents and children, and provided the well-being of the student is protected.
I don't think the ordinary Australian would give money for education to schools where they discriminate against certain children. I think if parents want schools like that, then they can pay for them.
But we've had this state aid discussion for decades in this country.
This has got nothing to do with state aid. It's got to do with educating children. It's got to do with children realising their full potential, no matter what their sexuality is.
Can you understand at all a religious school? It might be a Christian school. It might be a Muslim school. Their belief system does not include homosexuality. It believes that is a sin. not being able to have a teacher at that school or a student at that school?
I see the extremes of that in countries overseas where those people are murdered, they're bashed, they're all because in the name of religious intolerance. And I think we have to make a stand against religious intolerance at its minor stages because it can only get worse.
Schools say they actually don't use the right to expel students based on the secular sexual
orientation. Why have it on the book anyway? If that's true, why have it on their books? It's just ridiculous.
So we are expecting and waiting for the Ruddock Review. We imagine that it will include some kind of Religious Protections Act. This is just one element of that. What's your view on that, a need for religious protections enshrined in law?
My feeling is that religion needs to compete in the marketplace of ideas with all other ideas. If it doesn't compete on an equal level, it just becomes a kind of a sheltered workshop and a hospital for people. I think one of the reasons religion gets held up so much is because it's got so many privileges. And what we need to do is get out there in the marketplace and argue with people and argue our point of view and have honest discussions, not come down with the full weight of the law. In Europe, Rattray Taylor, the historian, wrote a book about sex in history, and he likened the Middle Ages to being a lunatic asylum because of the church's clamp on sexual freedom. And I really see that. I see that every day. I see people who have got religious points of view who should be locked up.
Sure, but not everyone who's saying we need a Religious Protections Act is probably that extreme. Do you have conversations? You're a minister.
Yes.
Do you have conversations with other religious people, teachers, clerics, whatever, about this, with different points of views?
At times, and often there's a lot of hypocrisy. A lot of hypocrisy. I think the sexual revolution that happened in the 60s has led to more hypocrisy within religions about sexuality than any other issue. We know there's people in the congregation who don't live up to what people talk about, you know, what the churches talk about, and we just ignore it. And in a sense, there's a thing of don't show, don't tell. And so, I think that's very sad.
So just finally, this moving away from just this element that we do know about, which is some kind of extension or change to the exemptions for religious schools about teachers and gay kids. Do you think we do need stronger, any kind of Religious Protections Act, or do you see it as covered by the current anti-discrimination law?
I see it all as covered as it is now and maybe should be wound back a bit.
Reverend Bill Cruse, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bill Cruse is a Christian minister of the Uniting Church and has been ministering, as he said, to the poor, some of the most disadvantaged in and around our cities for a very long time, decades.